Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk on as many radio stations as possible. It's right about 200 right now. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
And for those that listened last week, there's a lot of stations that only carry us on Saturday evenings, or Sunday evenings, or both, or, you know, any variety thereof. We've got weeknight affiliates, we've got weekend affiliates. And I bet you heard a completely different show than the normal. Captain, what was it like last weekend?
Oh, my gosh. It was... Well, the thing I missed the most was just being able to take calls.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to call this show Free Talk Live.
Saturday morning?
So Saturday, it was Friday to Saturday overnight. They had left Rhode Island. They have a house that they apparently have taken what they call adverse possession of, which is they're occupying a what they consider to be an unoccupied structure.
In Rhode Island.
In Rhode Island.
And they were traveling to Maine?
Traveling to Maine for an ostensible training of some sort, I presume with weapons, because they had weapons with them. And
maybe their own version of gun church.
Yeah, I was actually surprised they weren't going to gun church. I figured they
that would have been awesome.
That would be awesome.
The reason they were on the side of the road is because one of the vehicles ran out of gas or something, and they had to do some kind of... Gas station trip with a can to come back?
No. One of them actually explained this today during the... There were, I think, like 10 guys, maybe 8 to 10 guys that had hearings today. One of them's a teenager, so he didn't appear in this particular court. But one of them explained that the reason they were on the side of the road refueling was because they didn't want to go to a gas station and cause an uproar because they had camouflage on. And
they were open carrying, correct?
According to the prosecution, when they make their offer of proof, as it's called, where they kind of lay out what their claim is about what these guys were doing, they made it sound like they were just toting rifles around this car or this van or whatever it was, that SUV that they were driving. And then one of them
protecting their property.
And one of them said that they had the guns in the car, so it's not real clear exactly when the guns came out or, you know, whether they did or didn't. But according to the police, they did have the guns while they were on the side of the road out in the open. So,
and this is Massachusetts, so that sort of thing makes them uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. It's quite illegal to have a gun or to have any kind of ammunition or, in the case of body armor. They've been charged with a bunch of victimless crimes like having a gun, having ammunition, having body armor while having a gun, because that's its own crime called possession of body armor in the furtherance or during a crime or something like that. So,
but there was no crime,
no.
Right?
Having a loaded gun, isn't that one of them as well?
There was no victim. There's like a laundry list of these victimless charges that they've all been hit with. But anyway, to answer your earlier question, Conan, they had left it around midnight apparently from Rhode Island. They were hoping to avoid stirring up trouble. Was their thought. They didn't want to be seen by other people on the road. That's why they didn't go to a gas station, etc. And they wanted to travel when there were the fewest people on the road, you know.
Yes, it's Massachusetts. It's like driving through a prison state, the way they have everything like that. When you go from New Hampshire into Massachusetts on any of the main roads, the first thing you encounter is all of the signs.
Warning signs.
Buckle up. Put your helmet on.
Yep. No guns allowed.
No guns allowed. No loaded guns allowed.
No fireworks.
It continues to amaze me that, you know, just south of the border here, up New Hampshire, in Massachusetts, you know, you can't take your firearms. Even though here in New Hampshire, it's, you know, totally legal. We have constitutional carry. You can just carry your gun everywhere. In Massachusetts, you can't even have it in your vehicle.
It's like night and day.
It's insane.
And when you consider how many people work, how many New Hampshireites work in Massachusetts and vice versa, you got to wonder why we don't hear about this every weekend. Because
It seems like it would be pretty common.
There's a lot of back and forth. It happens every now and then. We've covered these stories before where someone from New Hampshire was just driving around down there in that prison state,
sure.
and they throw the book at him because he had a gun in his glove compartment. He forgot about it. I do this sometimes.
Yeah, well, we haven't covered a story quite like this where you've got almost a dozen guys.
Sovereign citizens as well.
Well, no, they don't use that term, Conan. A sovereign citizen is a contradiction. You cannot be both a sovereign and a citizen at the same time.
Well,
it's impossible.
Oh, that's a good point.
Correct, yeah. but this is what the mainstream is throwing around.
They love that.
They've even gone so far as to, they had some analyst come out and he was like, I don't understand why these guys claim to be sovereign citizens. Don't they know that that's based in racism?
They actually said that?
They said
the
something to the effect that it was founded by white supremacists back 50 years ago.
That's why this story is one of the most interesting ones in a long time, because it flips the script. You know, like you said.
Absolutely. That's why you're not hearing about this big time.
Really? I mean, not getting out of the New England area?
No. Oh, yeah. We all hear about it. And, right. and the mainstream medias are covering this, but they're not flipping out about it. Hey, Biden hasn't talked about it yet, so know it's not big.
But for anyone that's actually paying attention and listening to what the analysts and the so-called experts are saying, you know, they are painting these people as quote-unquote sovereign citizens. Yeah. And like you said, Conan, normally in the media, sovereign citizens are likened to being racist, white supremacists.
Cop killers.
Cop killers, etc. And here you've got these guys, they totally flipped the script. It's a black militia, basically, although I think there's some Hispanic guys in there. One of them, Robert Rodriguez, definitely. You know, it was hard to tell from the footage.
Bronx, New York.
Yeah, there's a couple of Hispanic names in there, so I think it is not all black guys, but it is primarily the Moors is generally considered to be a sort of a black movement, and this is basically a black militia, and that's actually according not just to my interpretation, that's according to one of the guys who was in court today, one of the people who was being charged, described themselves as a peaceful militia.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he used the term love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice to describe what they stand for.
And repeatedly said not anti-government and not anti-cop.
Right, and there's nothing like anti-white on their website. Somebody had said to me behind the scenes, like, oh, these guys are black nationalists, they hate white people. Well, maybe some are, but at least as far as their official statements on their website, there's no, like, haranguing white folks or anything like that. It's all about sovereignty. It's all about, you know, getting what they believe their individual sovereignty back. And
they're individual sovereigns. I mean, they're certainly not black nationalists. Because they are sovereign.
Mm.
They don't support the nation state.
They also claim to be, what is it, national? I forget the term right now. They're sort of both sovereign, at least in the way their terminology sounds, but they also call themselves foreign nationals. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so my real basic understanding of the Moors is that they originate from Morocco, which is a country in northwest Africa, right across from Spain. And they believe that America was actually founded by Moroccans, by the Moors who came over from Morocco, and that America, the United States, that landmass is Western Morocco.
Fascinating.
So, yeah, I didn't dig deep into the history of the Moors and the theory, but that's sort of the basic conceptualization that I understood from it. So these guys don't believe they're part of the United States. Which I don't blame them for that. I mean, like I said, they say in their hearings, we're not part of your society, which is something that a lot of us have been saying here in New Hampshire as we joined the Shire Society, some of us more than a decade ago at this point. And the whole idea was to have an alternative society of peaceful, voluntary choice, people joining this thing.
Which is what a society is. It's voluntary.
Correct. Yeah, it's a voluntary association of individuals come together for a common purpose. And so that's what these guys are doing. They're just trying to live their lives. They, of course, cited the Constitution, and they accused one of them, like, was real intense, accusing the judge of violating her own constitution, etc. So it was a really interesting hearing today that went on for hours in Malden District Church there in Massachusetts.
And they finally took a recess, and none of us were able to catch what happened after 1:30. I ended up doing an interview with Tom Wood, so I have no idea how it developed after that.
I was listening in one ear, so I heard a little bit about it. Most of the hearings were very similar.
Sure.
The guys were not interested in a court-appointed attorney, for instance. And That's hardcore.
They're going to represent themselves. There's more to say about it.
By the way, you can find their mission statement at riseofthemoors.org.
That's M-O-O-R-S.
Correct.
Yeah. More coming up here. What are your thoughts on the Moors? Should their rights be respected? A silly question. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Conan, and Ian, and we're talking about the Morris here, and I'm suddenly curious, now that I'm thinking about Bitcoin, how the Morris feel about Bitcoin.
Good question.
If you don't know anything about Bitcoin, then it's you still haven't missed the boat, believe it or not. Head on over to Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started there at the top of the page. There's a number of videos there. They're very short. You can learn the basics of cryptocurrency. And it's important world-changing information. It's critical to learn about it. And the sooner you learn about it, the better. If you already know about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, then Bitcoin.com still has something for you at news.bitcoin.com, where you can stay up to date on the latest headlines relevant to you, all on a sleek and easy-to-use modern website. That's Bitcoin.com, probably one of the premier sites for cryptocurrency. And we are talking about the Moors here, and I imagine that, that they're probably pro-cryptocurrency, and this is just baseless speculation on my part, but most of the people who tend toward this mindset of, no, you're not respecting the Constitution that, you know, you're sworn to obey, are also not fans of the Federal Reserve System and the Federal Reserve notes. And the cryptocurrency is the most prominent alternative to those, at least in the geographic territory known as the United States.
Just a quick search does find a Facebook page referencing the Moors and Bitcoin, so they're definitely aware of it. To what extent is not clear. Moorish Americans Building a Nation from Bitcoin is the name of the page with 44 likes.
Okay. Obscure page, but
The Moors are obscure. I mean, I don't know how many of them there are out there, but it's an interesting group of people that truly, you know, seems to be interested in freedom for their people, which I support them on that.
Absolutely. This isn't the first time the Moors have made headlines by, you know, acting like they're free in the territory called the United States that wants you to do anything but act like you're free.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about the hearing that happened today, and I was actually in and out throughout the first part of it. I was planning to come back at 1:30, and then I got an email from Tom Woods saying, hey, here's the link for our interview. I was like, oh, yeah, I spaced on that. So I didn't catch any of it. What were the developments? Does there seem to be any hope for these people in the state of Massachusetts?
That's a good question. I mean, they have been, they're in a, like you said, a prison state, and there's some severe restrictions on gun ownership and gun possession in Massachusetts. I do have a list of what they were charged with here, according to MassLive.com. They were all charged with unlawful possession of a firearm, unlawful possession of ammunition, use of body armor in the commission of a crime, which isn't actually any kind of real crime. There's no victim. The quote-unquote crime that they were committing while having body armor was having a gun.
Yep.
That's so insane.
Possession of a high-capacity magazine, improper storage of firearms in a vehicle, and conspiracy to commit a crime.
So that's 6 charges.
At least.
All for basically just having a gun.
They're driving from point A to point B. They were going to Maine for some sort of training session. They were going in the middle of the night, had pulled over.
Maine has constitutional carry as well, don't they?
I believe they do, yep. And I don't know about Rhode Island. I'm not sure as far as where they're coming from. But there is some sort of federal rule about when you're passing through a state like Massachusetts or New York and you have a gun and it's illegal to have a gun in those states, you are supposed to now, this isn't legal advice, but my understanding is you're supposed to have it locked up in a gun case or safe or something like that, something with a lock on it or a closed, sealed, locked case of some sort.
So you couldn't just put it in your trunk?
I'm not sure. I'm not going to give legal advice here, but the more locked and away the gun is, likely the better off you are legally. But according to the police and according to the prosecutors, these guys had their guns out on the side of the road. However, they didn't do anything violent towards the police, so it wasn't like they were laying in wait for the state trooper, because you know, you should know that if you pull over on the side of the highway, the longer, the more minutes go by, the closer you get to a state trooper pulling over to see what's wrong, what can I do to help? Which, of course, they're not really interested in helping you.
No, they're interested in writing a ticket. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they must have known that that was a likely possibility, but for whatever reason, they were there on the side of the road, apparently refilling up a truck that they were traveling in,
and having guns out in the open, according to the testimony given by the prosecutor today.
That is definitely not how the media painted it. When I read the story, they were like, there's an armed standoff in Massachusetts. That was how they painted it.
I mean,
but that's not a standoff.
They locked those communities down.
They did. Yeah.
Apparently, some of them went into the woods, and that was the quote-unquote standoff.
I can't blame them for going into the woods. I mean, they knew that this was a possible outcome, and just kudos to them for having the courage to stand with their rights, knowing the possible outcome that could happen.
At one point, there were more than 200 people that were watching on Zoom at the Zoom hearing, many of whom were actually sort of quipping in with things that were not very nice about the judge, so that was pretty entertaining.
Speaking of video, I think the leader of this group was actually live streaming the event.
During it, yeah.
Which I believe has also been taken down, and who knows.
Oh, really?
Who knows where that video is.
Somebody saved it.
That would be very good, interesting to watch.
Put it on Odyssey if you saved it. That's Odyssey, ODYSEE.com. There it can't be taken down.
And we're streaming live there tonight, as a matter of fact, on the Free Talk Live channel.
Yeah, that's video.freetalklive.com.
So it's pretty entertaining. During the trial, people would speak up on the Zoom call.
Dude, the judges hate that.
Oh, yeah, she wasn't happy about it. And she's
not able to mute all the listeners?
She kept threatening them and said, you know, anybody who continues, you know, you'll be removed from the Zoom call. And they did remove.
That's such a muted judge's power, though, right? It's like, normally they would hold you in contempt of court and throw you in jail. She's like, I will kick you out of this online meeting.
That's all they can do.
I will hit this button so hard.
There's people coming in probably from outside of Massachusetts. I mean, if they knew you were in Massachusetts, they might be able to come after you for criminal contempt in that case. But if you're calling from, you know, Missouri or Chicago,
just use a VPN and call in from like South Korea.
Yeah, or what? And that's the thing. Like, if you get booted out, can't you just resync your VPN, get a new IP address, and then change your name and come back in? So I heard some similar sounding voices more than once, saying some pretty nasty stuff about the judge, which I enjoyed that.
I know David from New Mexico brought it up one night, you know, just how the power dynamics had changed in these digital and phone conference courtrooms, but it never really hit me until right now that the judge really has no way of controlling that except the impotence, of just kicking the person out.
They could turn the whole thing off, I suppose, because they are actually doing in-person hearings now.
In Massachusetts?
Yeah. Though the court website says there's no in-person hearings and the phone system says there's no in-person hearings, they actually did have people in the court. They did have viewers in the audience. They were keeping them separated, so there's the whole social distancing thing, quote-unquote, going on. So it's a very limited number of people that were allowed into the courtroom. But here's the craziest thing. I've never seen this in a court before. I don't know how many courts are like this. There is a jail cell in this courtroom. It's on the side of the room, and all of the defendants were brought in, you know, wearing whatever they were in jail or whatever, and into this cell. They weren't actually in the courtroom. They were separated by, unbreakable glass and a heavy door. It was hard to understand them because of that. So it was easy to hear what the judge was saying, but not so much the defendants.
A jail cell in a courtroom.
Yeah, it was wild. I've never seen that before.
And justice for all, so they say. What are your thoughts on having an actual jail cell in the courtroom to hold the people so that, you know, they can't actually make a case for themselves?
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is imploring Americans to get vaccinated as the Delta variant spreads across the United States. Biden adding that later this week, the United States is expected to hit the 160 million mark for those fully vaccinated. Regarding those not vaccinated, Biden talks about a new strategy.
Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
Biden not saying how they would know who was vaccinated and who still needed to be vaccinated. Four more bodies are being pulled from the rubble of the South Florida condo building collapse. That brings the total confirmed dead to 36, with 109 still unaccounted for. This as rescue crews spent part of the day dealing with stormy conditions from Tropical Storm Elsa. USA Radio News. As more and more states relax some of their COVID-19 restrictions, not all restaurants will be ready for your next visit.
The big issue is the labor shortages, not to mention the pressures on the supply chain. Restaurant industry expert Chris Rode is with SSCP Management, which currently owns or operates 60-plus commercial real estate properties. The 300-unit CC's Pizza brand, the Roy's Hawaiian Fusion fine dining chain, and hundreds of Applebee's and Sonic's.
There was a pizza place a couple weeks ago someone told me about, a big chain, I'll leave them unnamed, who didn't have cheese. They're a pizza place. So there are significant issues happening out there with the supply chain.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Gas prices have stopped rising for at least a moment. AAA reporting the national average for a regular price of gasoline is $3.13 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio is Aria, Ian, and Conan. And Conan, you mentioned a television show. Like, yesterday's episode was really depressing and a bit heavy-hitting, so I want to get into something a little bit less so.
We could do that. You know, you two were off having, well, I'm sorry, two. I don't know what Ian was doing. What were you doing, man, the whole time?
When?
Two weeks, Pork Fest, Fork Fest.
Oh, we were running the show. We had to, process some of the audio files that Aria sent over, and I have all kinds of things to keep me busy during the day. Mm. So.
And they did all of these Sunday episodes as well.
Yeah, we did a Sunday fill-in. There was a midweek fill-in during Pork Fest that we did, I think, on a Wednesday or something like that. So.
Well, I was working. My regular carrier, they had to pull her appendix out. One of these days, we might figure out what the thing actually does, but I know one thing that it does do, it likes to blow up
infected.
On people. It gets infected, blows up, and then I don't know what they did back in the day.
Yeah, I remember you saying that you weren't going to be available, and I was like, well, that's fine. We're going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Fork Fest after that anyway.
Yeah.
But it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out perfectly. So
welcome back.
Thanks. And speaking of being back, we're all back. Look at us.
I know, right?
It's like the good old days.
Yeah.
But been working in the garden.
Naturally.
Well, let me rephrase that. I've been living outside in my yard because that's it's kicked in. And,
sure.
And once you get it started, I mean, you got bugaboos, and you got you know, you got to worry about water and whatnot. We had some very nice rain this which I was hoping for, and we finally got it.
Well, I was at a campground during most of that. I would not describe it as very nice rain.
I mean, it was cold
and wet.
That's the one thing that I remember. I've been to Pork Fest one time, and I actually slept in my truck, so I didn't have to worry about a wet, nasty tent or anything. You were actually in a hotel, right? A motel or whatever they call it?
Yes.
And still, the rain was getting to you after a week, after 2 weeks.
Well, we had to be outside each day to record the show, right?
Correct.
And, I mean, there were many times we had to just stop recording because the rain was too loud or the wind was too loud or something like that. It was also like 60 degrees. Once you get wet in the mountains of New Hampshire and it's 60 degrees, it's a little bit cold.
Yeah. Well, as far as camping is concerned, I don't miss it. I grew up camping. I grew up, you know, I actually lived in a tent for about 2 years.
Wow. I did not know that.
The house wasn't big enough, so I was out in a military-grade tent that eventually started to degrade over time and fall apart. And then, but this was Florida, so all I had to get worried about was mosquitoes and rain. But, no, so what I did, worked a whole bunch, worked in the garden, found myself another superhero TV show, which I love, and I'm definitely recommending it.
You very much love these superhero TV shows and movies, I've noticed.
What I am really into are these parodies and these, I guess you can call them crossovers, these different imaginings of superheroes. You got your Marvel, you have your DC, and they're straightforward, and you've got a bunch of real good-looking people with superpowers, and there's really nothing wrong. They really have no issues except going out and, you know, defeating evil.
Mm.
Which is, I don't know, it's not enough for me.
Yeah, it never feels like there's really a threat, because you know when you watch the Marvel movies that none of the superheroes are going to die.
No.
And if they do, they're going to be back at by the end of the movie.
Really?
Correct. So I've always been a huge fan of the anti-hero or the anti-villain type, where you have a lot of gray, where you don't really know where they stand. They have problems. They have issues. This is why I always really like Greek mythology, because you had these gods with all of these issues, just like humans.
Sure.
Except they had these powers, and it usually, what did it end up doing? Getting them into trouble. So I'm a huge fan of some of these new reimaginings of and parodies and crossovers of these superheroes, and just looking at them in a different light. And so I'm definitely a huge fan of The Boys, which you have a bunch of, I'm just going to say, you have some pretty nasty characters who have superhuman abilities. And what would you do if you had the power to shoot laser beams out of your eyes and fly? I mean, would you be a good Superman? Or would you go off and, you know, take power into your hands, do what you want to do?
So these are the bad guys, is what you're saying.
The Boys, uh-huh. There's a bunch of bad guys in The Boys. Mm. But that's not what I'm reviewing this evening. This is something you're familiar with, Ian. It was first animated. I don't even know if this was ever a comic book, but I know that it was animated in the late 90s. And then they turned it into a live action in the early 2000s, which was very short-lived. And I didn't even know it. 2 years ago, Amazon remade it.
They brought it back.
See,
huh?
I knew about the animated series. Never, you know, steeped in it, so I was aware, but I don't even know what it was all about.
And of course,
I never knew about the live action series in the initial run.
And, of course, I'm speaking of The Tick, which...
was it like a? Because like I said, I'm familiar with it. I'm aware of the subject, but I don't understand. Like, how did The Tick become a superhero?
It's just, I guess you have to watch the show.
It is a straight parody. It takes.
Did he get bitten by a radioactive tick?
Who knows?
He did. Didn't
I don't remember.
Who knows? But all it is just all of these superhero tropes and stereotypes, and basically they flip them upside down and they throw them at you. So I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. It's cute. The 2000 series, which by the way is on YouTube right now, if anyone's interesting, the Tick in that particular series is Patrick Warburton, who is just, when I think of The Tick, it's Patrick, man. He is iconic. He's just got the deep voice, and he's just dumb as a bag of rocks, and he just plays that character so well. The whole series in general, I wasn't ever a really big fan. I never saw the animated series.
I remember liking it as a kid.
I didn't even know about this new series until like this week, and
wow.
I stumbled in on it, and I just started watching it, and I got hooked. It's no one you're really going to recognize except Freddy Krueger.
No way.
What's his name? Jackie Earl.
Oh, the new one. The new Freddy Krueger.
The guy who played, he also played Rorschach in The Watchmen.
The new Freddy Krueger.
Anyways, he's the villain.
Okay.
And now, who is the villain in The Tick?
He's called The Terror.
The Terror?
And he is absolutely brilliant. I mean, I love this guy. I hope he comes back. He's played by the actor who plays Rorschach in The Watchmen. Does a terrific job. All of the characters are just over the top. They got weird names, like they got Overkill, The Tick's.
Well, you would expect that from a superhero show called The Tick.
The Tick's protege is Mothman. It's just over the top and fun.
Yeah.
And I really recommend it. However, you can get your hands on it. Of course, I have Prime, which I think my Prime is going to be getting used up this month.
This is on Amazon.
It's on Amazon, but there's other ways to get this thing, of course. The older version is on YouTube.
The older live series or the older animated series?
Live action. I'm not even sure about the cartoon, so I'll have to. I'll definitely be want to research that after I finish and catch up. Definitely recommend it. It's fun.
Yeah. I haven't seen it in years, but I remember liking the cartoon a lot as a teenager, and I remember seeing at least a couple of the episodes of the live action one and really enjoying that one as well. The comedy's great. I mean, it's just fun stuff.
It's just silly. It's just silly and cute and over the top.
From what I recall of it, it was funny. But I recall almost nothing about it, except that it was a show that I watched when I was a real little kid, and I didn't change the channel when it was on.
Definitely has a real made-for-TV element, whereas this new updated version, they put some money into it.
They put some money in. Nice.
It's got good acting. It's got good effects, good special effects. Lots of explosions and people flying through walls and stuff. It looks good.
Is The Tick, I'm trying to remember, is The Tick where there's also like these sort of sideshow superheroes that are kind of buddies with them, or is that something else I'm thinking
like
of?
Like Bat-Manuel?
Yeah, is that The Tick?
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. Yeah.
Lady Victory.
Yeah.
And they're just dumb. And Mothman, of course, meets them, and he's like, these are superheroes? What do you got? You guys aren't just egotistical maniacs. So it's
good stuff.
It sounds worth watching.
It's all there.
I have free time now, so I may actually look into that. It sounds like a good use of my time versus some of these television series made on Amazon or Netflix where I just look at them like, yeah.
And they're short little snippets, too. I think they're like 35, 40 minutes.
Okay.
Whereas the older version is like 30 minutes each. Made for TV.
Yeah.
So you don't got to get in there. And I didn't binge it. I watch maybe two episodes a night because that's how I roll.
Sure.
But, yeah, look into it.
Well, you're busy, dude. When we get back, we're going to talk about Bitcoin in El Salvador. A lot of people celebrated that they were going to take Bitcoin is legal tender, but it turns out it's a bit more sinister than that. 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. We've been talking about comic books here, and the tick, and it's, I feel bad for Mark, who's unable to be here, but, I mean, he's all about superheroes and comic books. He was the one who recommended that I finally sit down and watch the Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
And he recommended a place where I could go to find out the exact order to watch them in. And
do they have, like, a machete order? For the Marvel movies?
What is a machete order?
There is absolutely an order to watch them in, yes.
I'm not familiar with the term, machete order.
The machete order, as I understand it, I don't know if it originated with this, but there's like a specific order that the Star Wars fans recommend watching the Star Wars movies in, and it's called the machete order. I don't remember what order that is, but...
It's very much that, because it's not like you watch the first movie that they made in the Marvel series, and you progress all the way up to... whatever the final one was called, Endgame.
Aren't there like dozens and dozens of these movies at this point? Like, how
there's
many
like
are
17
there?
Or 18. I skipped a ton of them.
20 something.
I skipped both of the Guardians of the Galaxies. I skipped the Captain America.
Those are the best.
Dude, the characters bored the hell out of me.
Really?
Yeah, they were just flat, dull, uninteresting. I skipped Doctor Strange. I'm regretting that lately.
That's the only one I actually have seen, and it was fantastic.
It's beautiful. The special effects are really neat.
It just didn't seem like...
Even without an acid trip, it's a really like good movie to watch.
But the name Doctor Strange just didn't appeal to me, so when I was going through the machete list, I was just like, okay, well, I'm just going to skip that one. It doesn't look critical in the first place. But after watching the Avengers movies, I mean, especially the last two, I was like, okay, he is a fascinating character.
Mm.
I skipped most of the Hulk movies, I think. It was basically just Iron Man, Captain America, and the Avengers movies that I watched. I skipped the Ant-Man and the Wasp as well.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of them, basically. Thor was on the TV while I was in jail, while I was in the medical ward, and there was a TV right out in front of my room, so I couldn't really avoid watching that one. It was fine. I mean, it was nothing I would recommend or ever want to go see again.
Yeah, was it the first? You wouldn't know, probably.
It was the first one.
Okay. Yeah, that one wasn't the best.
It's horrible.
Yeah, but
one of my favorite Marvel superhero movies is Thor Ragnarok, the last one. How many have there been? It's three of them.
Okay.
But it's probably because I really like that that director. He's a good.
What was the other one? Dark World or something?
I don't know. I didn't like one or two. I thought they were. Mm. I thought they were kind of hokey.
Well, Clemmering has thoughts on the subject. Clemmering, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, I've got you muted. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm rusty at this.
It's okay.
What's on your mind tonight?
So not any time. Well, I just wanted to chime in on the comic book superhero conversation because I'm kind of a big nerd. So not any time recently, but I used to be a huge comic book collector, like bagboards and backboards and bags and all of that. I don't do that anymore, but I was into a lot of the, at least at the time, indie comics like Milk and Cheese. If you guys have heard of that one,
never heard of it.
I've never heard of Milk and Cheese.
The subtitle is Dairy Products Gone Bad, and it was about a container of milk and a thing of cheese, and they got drunk on gin and smashed everything up.
Was this written by Jonan Vasquez or whatever his name is? Because
yes.
It sounds, yep, see. Yeah.
Yes.
Huh. I'm familiar with the guy. Yeah.
What's the company that publishes it?
I can't recall. It was so long
ago. I hear Milk and Cheese, and I'm thinking Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
No, Invader Zim. He's the same guy who created Invader Zim and Johnny the Homicidal Maniac. Mm. And what is the other? There's another character that he's known for.
This is your.
Yeah, and I don't remember the other character. It was Johnny the Homicidal Maniac, Invader Zim, which of course a very long running series on Nickelodeon. Actually, I guess it wasn't that long. It was like five seasons or something. But still, one of the best shows that I've ever seen.
Yeah, definitely.
If there's ever a show that I always have downloaded to my hard drive, it's just all the seasons of Invader Zim.
So you said you used to collect a bunch of comic books, but you got out of that. Was it just, did you have like the realization that things were owning you and you wanted to simplify your life? Because that's why I got rid of a bunch of the stuff that I collected as a kid.
Yes, I was, two reasons. One, I was finding I was toting around huge containers of comic books that had collector value. And I was moving from place to place and carrying all of these boxes around, and I really wasn't rereading them. Right. And then the other thing was,
You're not supposed to open them up and risk bending the pages. You put
I don't think these were ever going to be collector's items.
You wrap them and you put cardboard in there. You're not supposed to open it again, right?
And it just takes up space.
And by the way, if I moved probably as much as most people moved, I probably would have gotten rid of my collection a long time ago, but you know what? I don't move
still
a whole lot.
Huh?
I still got
still
all of mine.
Wow, okay. And they're all boxed up and neatly packaged so that they can't.
But here's the thing.
That's how we do.
You can only do a couple of things with them, right? Like, you either die with them, and then your kids got to deal with getting rid of them once you die unless they want them, or you sell them before you die. One or the other.
I'm waiting for them to have absolute true value. And by the way, my saving grace, by the way, was Image Comics, because I only had Marvel and DC, and I never really liked those comics. And all of a sudden, Image happened. Todd McFarlane happened.
I had Spawn number one signed with a certificate and all of the Spawn action figures. So I still have some of my
Spawn action figures as well.
Nice. And I can't get too far into, on the air of some of the other indie titles, like, Bondage Fairies and some of the Japanese stuff that gets really weird real fast.
Yeah, I can imagine. I've read manga before. Manga.
I sell a lot of manga.
I don't know which one is correct.
What I was really calling in to talk about was Conan's comments on The Boys, because I'm a huge fan of that show. That show is just as morbid as I like it. Like, no spoilers, but wow, that last finale, so messed up.
Now, is this show a show that's actually still being produced? Because as we learned with The Tick, it actually was canceled in 2019, regrettably.
I don't know if it was canceled or not.
I don't see how that could happen. It's so popular. I'm pretty sure they're working on season 3 as we speak.
Okay. It's the first time I've heard of it, but I also don't watch a lot of television. So,
like I said before, we give these superheroes too much credit. They have superhuman abilities. They could walk through walls. They can incinerate people. And you think they're just going to be good? I mean, what would human beings with that kind of power? What would they actually do? They wouldn't be working for a living. They'd be off on an island or something. They'd be robbing banks, or they'd all be villains.
Hasn't that sort of been the point of all of these superhero movies, though? Is that they're
the Avengers? They're all good.
They always have bad guys who have superpowers that they have to overpower and overcome. Yeah. The power of teamwork and all that.
But they're always aliens.
Hmm.
Kind segue into the, like, what would you really do if you had superpowers? One of my other favorite TV shows was Heroes, and specifically the villain, Skyler.
Spock.
Have you seen this, no. Conan?
Hero, a long time ago, yeah.
So tell me about Heroes.
It's a superhero show, but it started off like with a lot. It started off with a lot of like young superheroes just discovering their powers, which is more attractive to me personally than superheroes that are already like part of a super team or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's just a bunch of like
coming of age superheroes.
Yeah, yeah. And so the bad guy, like, had gone through some very, very serious trauma. Like, he had some mommy issues and stuff. And so I think that they touched on how that trauma might affect you as a superhero really well in a really, very, very weird way.
Yeah, and he was a collector, too.
Yeah.
Speaking of collectors. And by the way, he decided that he was going to collect other superheroes' powers, okay, and become a superhero, or villain, excuse me. And by the way, if you like coming-of-age superheroes, have you seen Invincible?
No.
It's an animated cartoon. It just came out like a couple of months ago, I think. And definitely recommend it.
Are people going to get burned out of all this superhero stuff? It seems like there's a lot of it now.
Not if they keep turning on its head like what I like.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't know.
Really, they're really scraping the barrel right now and coming up with new ideas, I think.
I didn't think people are going to get burned out. You got to remember, like, 6 or 7 years ago, it was all vampire shows all the time, and everyone loved it. They were always talking about it.
And then zombies.
And then they got burned out on it, and then it was zombies, and now it's superheroes. Like,
aliens, probably.
Well, they did a really good job bringing Neil Gaiman into the media, too. So he's had a lot of his stories come
out. As long as he stays unwoke. Who? I think he's starting to go that direction.
Who?
Neil Gaiman is a British kind of a fantasy, kind of an emo fantasy writer.
He did Sandman.
So Sandman is coming out pretty soon, I guess, and I'm thinking it's going to be so woke it's going to be unwatchable.
I don't know what that is.
I've never heard
American
of Sandman.
God is so good.
But good,
American God is great.
But Good Intentions was really good.
Samory, thank you so much for the call tonight. Tell me about Sandman real quick, because I've never even heard of that.
He's basically a god.
Sure.
Who takes care of sleep. He's the sleep god.
Okay, makes sense.
And he has issues. And he's just going around stumbling on his issues.
Okay. That doesn't sound like something I'd really want to check out, but
a lot of girls like it.
What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. More coming up about Bitcoin eventually. This is Free Talk Live.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.